Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have, hopefully, we're going to have Major Frank Stolz, who's a retired Marine Corps major, with us today. And we're going to be talking about his book, WMD Attacks on America. And the book really starts out as if it's written from a point of view of fiction, talking about the very real threats to America at this year. And the book was actually written in 2003, but it's the story of the presidential group that came in. The new man was president in 2004, and America faced many threats throughout the world. It faced a threat from Islamic terrorism. It faced a threat from communism, because everything you have heard about the death of communism really isn't true. Both the Chinese communists and the Russian communists are preparing full-time for war. And basically, the communists are training Islamic terrorists. We never talk about that, but certainly China has been giving haven to many of the terrorists and training them and helping them and financing them, along with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and the PLO, all countries that we ourselves are financing today. And then there is, according to the book, and I think we're seeing this increasingly today, a movement within South America. And here, of course, we see the movement today, led by Hugo Chavez, organizing the Marxist countries of South America. Hugo Chavez working closely with Fidel Castro to align South America against the United States. Now, the globalists in our society would like to unite all of the Western Hemisphere, but of course, Chavez and Castro and the other Marxists, Lula in Brazil, have their own agenda. And of course, behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that are directing the whole thing. What the American people do not understand is that the United States brought Fidel Castro to power back in 1959. And we have a video that really goes into that. It's called The Fourth Floor. It's my interview with Ambassador Smith. It was an interview I did back in 1980 where he talks about how we brought communism to Cuba. Now, most people think that, Cuba is the enemy. Fidel Castro is the arch-villain. Well, is the arch-villain like Osama bin Laden? Did you ever wonder why it was that Janet Reno and Bill Clinton sent a 125 to 150 man SWAT team to Miami to kidnap Elian Gonzalez from his family? And then send him back to Cuba to build up the prestige of Fidel Castro, not only in Cuba, but throughout the world. Why would they have done that? Why? Very, very simply, because we have always done everything we could to build up Fidel Castro. Why do you think we sent in a team of Cuban exiles at the Bay of Pigs to lose? We sent them in intentionally to lose. I happened to talk to the major who was in charge of the war room at the Pentagon at that time, and he told me that we could have invaded Cuba any place, and we could have been successful except for the Bay of Pigs, because it was surrounded by an impenetrable thicket. They called it a swamp, but it wasn't moist. It was just a thicket. There was no way off the beach except up one road right past the military camp where there was 5,000 Cuban soldiers in training. We sent those men in to die. We did not support them, but we built up Fidel Castro's prestige. And once you understand that's what it was all about, then the whole situation begins to make sense. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our regularly scheduled guest, Major Frank Stoltz, was to be with us talking about his book, WMD, Attacks on America. And the book really is rather fascinating because the first part of it is written as a novel. The second part is how we must begin to prepare ourselves to protect ourselves because the government is not going to protect us when the attack comes, and there is going to be an attack on America. I believe it's not only everything points in that direction, but of course I believe that there are spiritual forces that are being brought to bear, and America's going to pay a terrible, terrible price because we have turned against God. But the background of the book is basically this. It is a fictional account of what happens in the year 2005 as we have a new president, the White House. Of course, we have George Bush there, but there were basically three factions that were threatening America. One is world communism, and of course, it consists primarily of Russia and China. And then the communist element, which is in South America, headed by Hugo Chavez, which is working in concert to mobilize all of the Latin American Marxist countries against the United States. And that is, in essence, what is going on today. And then, of course, there is the Islamic terrorist movement. Now, what most people don't understand is that certainly we know that Chavez has been working with the Islamic terrorists. We know that Russia has been working with the Islamic terrorists. We know that China is working with the Islamic terrorists. And we know that the CIA has financed the Islamic terrorists. I mean, who financed the Islamic terrorists of the Al-Qaeda component in Bosnia? Why, your tax money. Who financed the Islamic terrorists in Kosovo, Al-Qaeda backed? Why, your tax money. Who is not trying to capture Osama bin Laden today? Have you ever wondered why we went to war in Afghanistan? Because we had to retaliate against those wicked people who attacked the World Trade Center and killed almost 3,000 Americans, and we went to war to capture Osama bin Laden, but we've never captured Osama bin Laden. If any of you have any question about the fact we never intended to catch Osama bin Laden, that was simply the ruse that you could get the American people to go to war over, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for the Washington Times article on Osama bin Laden, where a high government official is quoted, and this is October 6th, or 7th of the year 2001, just less than 3 weeks after the 9/11 attack, when a high government official is quoted as saying, "We're not going to get Osama bin Laden. Our goal is not Osama bin Laden first, it's Osama bin Laden last. If we got him, how would we justify the war?" Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our guest today was to have been a Major Stoltz, Major Frank Stoltz. We were going to talk about his book, WMD, Attacks on America. We haven't been able to reach him because his line is busy. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you have a question or comment about what we are going to be talking about today, which is the threats against America, which are very real, which are being financed today by your tax dollars. If you read the Wall Street Journal, as I regularly do, you'll find that American banks, American corporations, the World Bank, which is funded by the United States in large part, and of course, who's the president of the World Bank? Paul Wolfowitz, one of the 25 original members of the Project for the New American Century, and the International Monetary Fund, which is primarily funded and controlled by the United States, and the Asian Development Bank, and the international development agencies, all are funding communist China today. Our corporations are being encouraged to move over there, and of course they're being subsidized when they go. They're given special tax rates that you and I wouldn't get if we were living outside the country. And they're guaranteed that if their factories are nationalized, why, American taxpayers will pick up the tab. So they've got absolutely nothing to lose by moving overseas where they can get people to work for a dollar and a half a day. No workman's compensation, no Environmental Protection Agency problems, no pensions, no forced health care. They don't have to do that. They can make a lot of money, and believe me, one reason many of our corporations make a lot of money is because they've moved offshore, and they've actually been encouraged to do that, to build up Communist China, which has an active spy agency here in the United States stealing American secrets. I mean, they couldn't even get their missiles hardly off the ground until Loral gave them American technology at the behest of William Clinton that would allow them to MIRV and target the missiles accurately and threaten the United States. Now, why would you do something like that? A truly treasonous act. I mean, we will arrest Chinese who come over here and steal our secrets and send them to China, and we'll put them away, as we should. But when a president of the United States does that, oh, well, shucks, it was just politics. You got a couple of $100,000 in campaign contributions. No, don't be naive. Bill Clinton knew exactly what he was doing. He was simply carrying out the directives that are given to him by the real rulers of this country. He is simply a figurehead. And, of course, the real objective is to build up Communist China and build up the Soviet Union in preparation for World War III. And if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39 in the scriptures, you'll find that there's going to be a terrible war, and you can almost see who all the characters are who are described that are going to be involved in that war, and how the people living on the islands, and many people think that that will be America, will come under this attack with fire coming from the sky that will burn, burn their flesh. I think they're describing a nuclear war. Read this. That comes at Ezekiel 39, I think it's verse 7 or 8, somewhere in there. Somebody has a better Bible scholar than I am could give the exact verse, but I think we are moving towards World War III. We are managing to alienate all of our previous friends. This whole information that's coming out on torturing prisoners and putting them into Eastern Europe has antagonized the European Union. Now, remember, this article was supposedly leaked to the Washington Post, which is part and parcel of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness complex. Catherine Graham, who owned that, was a member of the Bilderbergers. Her son is a member of the Bilderbergers. The article would never have been published by the Washington Post if they hadn't wanted to get that information out. And why would they want to get it out? To antagonize Europe, to get the Europeans to hate America, and, of course, to go along with this whole idea of torture, to turn the Islamic world against America in preparation for the coming war. You can't have a war unless you can get the Islamic people to hate the Americans. And then, of course, we have our programs to get the Americans to hate the Islamic people. And, of course, I really fear we're moving towards World War III. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, since we have nothing prepared, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But in Major Stolt's fascinating book, WMD, Attacks on America, he points out the three major blocks. One is the Islamic bloc. And certainly, there was no radical Islamic movement in the world any place until it was really began to be organized by a Freemason named Afghani about 150 years ago. About the same time Cecil Rhodes was beginning to organize a secret society in Great Britain. That was Cecil Rhodes wrote his Confession of Faith, I believe it was in 1875, where he talks about creating a secret society. Why was he fascinated with the secret society? Because, of course, Cecil Rhodes came out of Masonry. Well, this fellow named Afghani was really a Persian. He wasn't from Afghanistan, but... And this is covered in a wonderful book, The Devil's Plan, and we'll be interviewing the author here soon. But in this book, we find out that this Persian named Afghani, to pretend that he's an Arab, he's really not, he's a Persian. But Afghani is actually a Freemason, and he is in touch with British intelligence. And he is doing everything he can to establish this Islamic worldwide movement. As a counter to Arab nationalism, this would be an effort to unite all of the Muslim-speaking people, all of the Muslim people, into this one geopolitical structure. And behind that was his Freemasonic belief. He did not even believe in Allah. He was an atheist, as most Freemasons are. But he was using this for political purposes and an extension of British intelligence, and he was working very closely with the British. Fascinating to see. Here was one aspect of the Freemasons organizing the Islamic people, and Cecil Rhodes organizing the Anglo-Americans during the 19th century in preparations for where we are today. So, of course, then Afghanis, people carry this on, but behind this whole Islamic movement was Freemasonry and the occult, and a fascination with the other dimension. And we'll actually get the author on, and you can talk to him in much more detail. But today now, of course, there really was no effective Islamic movement outside of the Muslim Brotherhood, which Afghani was actually instrumental in founding. In other words, it was his legacy. I think he died in the late 1800s. The Muslim Brotherhood was not formed until 1928. And, of course, it was the British who encouraged the Saudi government. And the Saudi was a Wahhabi government. They were pushing this radical form of Islam. But there really was very little of this prior to when RCA moved into the Middle East, brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in Iran, topple the Shah. Why would we bring people dedicated to this radical form of Islam to power? Why, we're creating the best enemy money could buy. And then, of course, we moved into Afghanistan. We financed the Mujahideen. We circulated Qurans to try to get them to believe it was a holy war. I began to indoctrinate the youth with our textbooks put out by the United States Agency for International Development. And if you would like to verify that, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for a copy of the article out of the Washington Post, The ABCs of Jihad. You'll find out that your tax money, $51 to $52 million of it, went to published textbooks that were to be used to indoctrinate Islamic youth in this radical form of Islam. And even today, of course, this whole idea of hatred of the West and hatred of the infidels is being promulgated by a television station known as Al Jazeera. And most of the people who work for it came from BBC. And anybody who studied it and realizes it's a British intelligence organization, works with our CIA. It's up on satellites. It's up on a satellite here in the United States, an American satellite. Why is our government allowing a radical Islamic television network to be on Telstar 5, beaming its message of hatred to the Muslims in the United States? Very simply, because we want to recruit them into the radical Islamic movement. If we don't have an enemy, how can we have a war? Well, let's go to Kevin, who's calling from Austin, Texas. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks, Dr. Stan. I hated to interrupt your lecture there.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I didn't have a lecture. I'm just talking about the things I'm concerned about. But did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to, at the beginning of it, I wanted to mention the fact that one of the things that Clinton gave away was the technology of for submarines to go through the deep channels of the sea,
right?
Under some sort of trade, in the sea. So now a Chinese submarine can go right up to, like, right off of New York City. That's another one of the gifts that Clinton has given to us. But
remember, Clinton was simply doing what he was told to do. He was no more the real leader of our country than the man of the moon. He is simply an extension of the hierarchy, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world.
So how do these? This is the question that I have, because I can see the picture you're painting. There's so many unsettling questions. Things don't add up, and you end up with looking at the world in this way. Because, like you said, the liberal media has buried the whole, communism's over, Russia's really nice now, and then China's our buddies, even though they just went in and they shot up a village because the people came up to complain about their land, the peasants, their land was taken away, so they just mowed them down, right?
Right.
That just happened last week, right? That's just probably happens all the time in China, and we never hear it, of course, but why is it that, how can our leadership, these people that have gone to these big universities, Yale and Harvard, and they're all bought into this, liberal mindset. And how can they just, be part of this whole thing?
All right, you hold on there, and as soon as we get back from this break, we'll discuss that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much, and you hang on there, Kevin.
Okay.
That's Kevin calling from Austin, Texas. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, asking, why are these people doing what they're doing?
Yeah.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four tapes set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Kevin calling us from Austin, and Kevin's question is a very legitimate one. Why are these people, these so well-educated people, embracing this idea? And the trouble is, it is because they are so well-educated, Kevin. You go to university, and they wipe out your belief in God. They wipe out your belief in patriotism. They indoctrinate you in the idea that we need some sort of government control because, you usually take a philosophy course, and you read Plato's Republic, and Plato really talked about how the ideal society, the Republic, was a ruling oligarchy headed by a world ruler. And that is what these people really have been indoctrinated to believe. Now, some of them really understand that behind this there truly are demonic forces, and they are in touch with those, with the members of the Great White Brotherhood, the Ancients of Wisdom, and the truly demonic beings that are there. Others' minds are simply controlled. But when you, of course, turn away from God, it's not that you believe nothing, it's that you believe anything, and they've embraced a lie. And that will ultimately lead to the destruction of America if we allow them to continue. Does that answer your question? Kevin, are you still... Oh, Kevin, are you still there?
I'm still here. Can
all right,
you hear
fine. Did you, yeah, did you hear my answer?
Yes, I did.
All right, fine.
And I can get it, and I know what you're talking about, that Maurice Strong, he's got that... He's got a big ranch or something where they practice witchcraft.
La Baca Grande, right.
Yeah.
And his wife, at least according to an article we have in West Magazine, his wife is a witch. And the reason the sun comes up every morning is she prays it up, and the reason it sets through the evening, she prays it down. Isn't that wonderful to have her looking after us? He's married to a woman who considers herself a witch. He's a multi-billionaire, the number two man. In fact, many people think he was the number one man at the United Nations. He was the man who was really behind Kofi Annan, controlling everything until this last year or so when he finally resigned.
So it really is what the Bible talks about in the last days, that lying signs and wonders, and if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived.
Amen to that. And
amen.
I tell you, even many Christians are following along behind Rick Warren, who's been back to reporting to the Council on Foreign Relations and lecturing the United Nations. And Rick Warren is leading like the Pied Piper of Hamlet, led the children of Hamlet to their destruction. I fear that Rick Warren, perhaps unknowingly, but he's taking us away from the scriptures. As he said, the last thing most Christians need is another Bible study. What we've got to do is start applying all of these things. So what he's preaching is, if we just get in and remake the world, why, everything's going to be fine. But it doesn't leave much place there for God.
They want to hijack the church body and then put them to work for their pet little project,
right.
Apparently.
The CFR project. We're going to make the world. Okay, anything else?
Okay.
Okay,
that's
God
great.
Bless. Let's go to
Thank
John
you.
Calling from Arkansas. Hi, John. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Have you heard of the recently published book entitled The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War? The author is Andrew Bacevich.
I really haven't, but tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, this is obviously a book that's very disparaging of the military-industrial complex. And I heard him on a PBS interview. He's been on the radio a number of times now. I heard him first about a month ago. And his basic premise is that the United States, the American people, really no longer have, you know, since we don't honor the Constitution anymore, the Bill of Rights, they don't really have all that much in common. And it seems like the things about all that's left that Americans really have in common is to go home at night and cheer these mindless wars that we keep getting into over and over again. And I think you'd really enjoy interviewing him.
Well, I'll see if I can track him down. That's The New American Militarism, is it?
It's called The New American Militarism, subtitled How Americans Are Seduced by War.
And, you know, there's something fascinated by war. But, of course, you never really realize the horror of war. It really can't grasp the horror of war, just seeing it on television.
His name is Andrew Bacevich.
Well, we'll track him down. I appreciate your calling, John.
I just thought, make one comment, and that is, you know, I when I was in college when the Vietnam War started, and I turned very, very much against the Vietnam War once I realized that we had absolutely no intention whatsoever of winning that war. And I realized that very early in the Vietnam War. And to get into yet another mindless, and to get lied into another mindless war like this ridiculous thing that's going in Iraq, I keep thinking, do the American people have no memory whatsoever? Don't they remember? Didn't we learn anything from Vietnam?
Well, they want to say this is not another Vietnam, and yet it is another. Remember during Vietnam, all we had to do was turn the war over to the Vietnamese, get the army trained so that they could maintain their freedom.
Vietnamization, remember?
Vietnamization. And now they call it Iraqization.
Right.
It's like deja vu all over again.
Well, like you say, one thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history.
God bless you. Thanks so much, John. Okay, fine. And we've got Jim calling from New York. Jim, can you hang on while we go to the break? Can you hang on? Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, we've got Jim calling from New York. This is an open line. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. So, hi, Jim. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a quick statement and then a question. I don't get a chance to listen to you too often. I usually listen sometimes to the guy before you, or Alex. Excuse me. But I have listened to a few. My son told me about you. And at first, I didn't know who he was talking about. And but in any event, I like the way that you stress the spirituality that's necessary to fight this thing. I believe I've been following this for 30 years, and I know, I believe with all my heart, that that's the only, you can't do this without the spirituality. You know, I started 30-something years ago, and my whole world got turned upside down. You know, I thought everything I got taught in school was the opposite, just about, you know?
Right.
But in any event, I wanted to ask you something more. I was stumbling on something recently. And I'm familiar somewhat with Tesla, but I didn't know too much about him, you know, other than he had some advanced technology, electromagnetic stuff and all this, but this scalar technology, are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Oh, you know Tom Bearden is?
Yeah, I know Tom Bearden. In fact, I just got a couple of his books the other day. I haven't had a chance to read them yet. Unfortunately, he will not do radio interviews, but he's done some very, very important work out there, and we'll be discussing his book one of these days real soon.
What do you think of him?
I think he's an honest man. I think that he's got a great deal of information there that we need to hear more about.
You think this technology exists?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
You mean, like, what, you know, when I say a dome, when he talks about the dome and that? You know what that is?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't know how to articulate it because I'm not a physicist, but basically what he's saying is that they had some type of technology based on Tesla's findings, initial findings. It's much more advanced. He's claiming that the Russians and the Chinese already have this.
I'm sure we have it as well. And I think that these terrible weapons...
He says no.
I think that maybe he doesn't know everything we have. Remember, he was only a lieutenant colonel.
Right, I know.
And I believe that there is people who work behind the scenes that have access to all of this knowledge. And I think the next war is going to be a terrible, terrible war, far less worse than a nuclear war.
Right. Well, right. I believe this, that in other words, this fifth column, whatever you want to call it, the Bilderberg is, you know, I know who their leader is, the spiritual one, the evil one.
Amen. And to that?
That's correct. But that probably so. But it wouldn't surprise me if that, in other words, they have no allegiance to us.
No, they don't. But right now, I don't think they want to completely destroy this country because this is their base. And they put this word out that we really don't have any defense against anti-ballistic missiles. Don't you believe it for a minute. The Nautilus system of laser defense is up. It's operational in Israel. If it's operational in Israel, it's operational here. But they're not telling the American people that. And they're not telling the Russians or Chinese. They want them to launch their missiles. And are they in for a surprise? But then, of course, aren't the American people in for a surprise, too?
Well, you look at the book, because what he's saying, they're not missiles we're talking about here.
All right. I know.
But this thing at Dome, for instance, if I can try to articulate quickly.
We got a couple of other callers here. But
okay. Thank you for your
anyway,
time.
God bless. Thanks very much, Jim. And let's go to Michael, who's calling from New York as well. Hi, Michael. Where do you live in New York?
Hey, it's Stan, Dr. Stan. I'm in Dutchess County, Wappingers Falls, on the Hudson Valley, lower Hudson Valley area, right next to the Hudson.
All right, very good. Are you hearing us there on the Sunshine Network?
GCN.
Okay, very good.
Yes, sir. And since that caller just commented on Tesla, there's a flashlight out. Local Royco auto stores have it, and it's no batteries, and it's using a Tesla, really, invention. It's the coil and the magnet, a perpetual energy device. And so what's really neat is, and I've been sharing it with my friends, is like, hey, this has to get around because now it's the cat's out of the bag. Here it is. Here's a sample of a free energy device in a flashlight. And so now the question is, as the public comes up to speed with it, is, hey, how come we don't have a larger scale? The same.
They do not want the solution. I mean, there's lots of things that we could do for energy. I mean, nuclear energy was the way to go, but they blocked it here. We're financing it over in China. We finance it throughout the rest of the world. But we just can't use it here. And not only nuclear energy, but fusion energy, all sorts of energy, and certainly many of the amazing things that Tesla came up with. They know about it. But you see, if we were using those, why we wouldn't be dependent on oil, would we?
That's right. But, you know, since this flashlight is now out, though, it's the cat's out of the bag in the sense that here it is, a free energy device on a very small scale, of course, but here's the evidence that it exists. It's very simple to generate electricity with this magnet and coil. So why don't we just build larger magnets and coils and power larger devices? So that's really neat that the flashlight's out there because now the public can't deny that there is an alternative energy source that's it's real.
What is the name of the name of it?
I don't know. It's just a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's
it's not one of these that you squeeze, is it?
No. It just requires you're supposed to shake it, but I'll be honest with you, you don't even have to shake it.
All right, fine. Well, I think that's fascinating.
Yes, it is, and hopefully everybody's going to see it in their stores eventually and grab it, and we can start talking about it and expand on that concept.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that there is no shortage of energy.
They've right.
effectively blocked the nuclear power so that they could create the artificial shortages, because after if we had nuclear energy, then they couldn't have run up the price of natural gas. They're using the natural gas to generate electricity, and they've exhausted the supply. They've raised the price from $3 for a million BTUs up to $14, $15, I think, at the present time, even went up again today. And they're going to use this to impoverish the American people when the shortage is all contrived, exactly as the shortage of gasoline is contrived.
Yes,
there's
sir.
No shortage of heating oil. In fact, we have a strategic reserve with literally hundreds of millions of gallons of heating oil But President Bush won't release that. Why? Because if he did, the price would come down and we couldn't impoverish the people.
Yes, that's right. And also, of course, it's going to inhibit our productivity, and that's part of the intention, wiping out the middle class. I agree. They don't really want to destroy this country totally, at least not yet, because it is their base, but they want to eradicate the middle class, which is the essential fabric holding the country together as a culture. Yeah. And so they're using energy, the devil's technology energy sources, because I learned a long time ago that God, through God, free energy is everywhere. Various forms of energy creation exist through what's called God sciences or light science technologies, where there's no pollution and there's virtually no cost to generate it. Then you have the what I call the black technologies, the devil technologies, that it's expensive to implement, it pollutes, it causes death and pollution everywhere it touches, and it's dark.
And, you know, I think it's very interesting, Michael, that when Tesla many years ago, and we're talking about, you know, in the early parts of the 20th century, he developed a technique in New York with these coils and various things. He was actually able to transmit electricity through the air. You didn't even need wires for
it. That's right.
He was going to provide free electricity. Of course, J.P. Morgan was backing him until J.P. Morgan realized what he was going to do. J.P. Morgan didn't want free electricity for everybody. He wanted something that he could control and make a lot of money out of. And, of course, then they cut off the funding for Tesla. But he actually had developed this up. It was operational. And, of course, they did away with it. It's sort of like if you came up with a car that would run on water, the first thing you'd do, you'd probably end up with a bomb under your car.
Yes, I think that's what happened to that individual that did come up with that one. But you're right. Tesla had numerous methods of energy creation.
Right.
And the one you're referring to, I think it was known as the Tesla Tower in Long Island.
Right.
And he was going to construct a series of them up and down the coast. And this might tie in with the scalar waves that the previous caller was referring to, because he also claimed at the time to the government that it could be used to prevent warships from getting too close to our shores because of the wave generation from these towers. And supposedly, it was not only free electricity that was going to be transmitted wirelessly, which is so amazing, but also communication. So this guy had everything practically 100 years ago.
Right, and of course they did everything to suppress his information. But we really should do some programs on Tesla. Anybody out there is an expert on it or knows somebody who has written about it, we'd love to get them on our program. I think it's important that people understand that there is a conscious, organized effort today to impoverish our people, and the price of electricity is going up. And natural gas is going up, and heating oil is going up, and gasoline has gone down a little bit, but it'll go back up again.
Yes.
Because they really want to lower our living standards. And anybody has only to read the Earth Charter, where they talk about the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, since we are the richest nation, there's going to be equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Are they going to redistribute the wealth of Bolivia or of Mexico? Are they going to redistribute the wealth of America? What is the Earth Charter? It is the master plan of what's going on. Who wrote it? Why, that great American patriot, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Right.
Marie Strong, and, of course, Stephen Rockefeller.
Right.
Two billionaires working with the ex-head of the Soviet KGB and the ex-dictator of Russia. Why would Americans and a Canadian capitalist work with a communist? Because they all want the same thing, and they're all part of this spiritual hierarchy.
That's right. It's global welfare, and it's clearly communism. And, David J. Smith, with his great periodicals, Newswatch magazine, where he published the listing of the 10 planks of communism to take over the United States. The first one was implement property tax, second one income tax, third one central bank, known as the Federal Reserve.
That was number 5.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, the 10 points, all of them have taken place.
Yes.
They were specifically a progressive income tax was number 1, control of private property,
right.
Inheritance tax, government control of the monetary system, government
That's
control of agriculture, government
right.
control of industry,
Make
government
support.
Control of unions, and
yep.
a free public education for every student so they could control the minds
That's
of our
right.
children.
Government-controlled schools, and then make divorce easy, promote homosexuality as normal. The communists are here,
people.
Part
of the original 10 planks, you're talking about that article that came out of the, is quoted in the Naked Capitalist.
Okay.
That's a different list, but that's accurate too. And they've always promoted homosexuality. But what you have to understand, Michael, and what most people don't understand, who has funded communism since its inception?
That's right.
The great American capitalist.
That's
and
right.
Of course, my book simply quotes a woman named Zygmunt Dodd, I've forgotten her name, first name, but she had been a very high official in the American Communist Party until the Second World War came along. And, you know, she met one of the high officials from Moscow and said, well, look, how should we know what the official Communist Party line is? The war is here, we might lose contact with you. And he said, oh, well, you go over and talk to these three fellows over there and the Waldorf Astoria. Well, they were all capitalists.
Yes.
And they were going to be able to tell her what the official Communist Party line was. And she suddenly realized this is all a fraud. And if you've read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in power, pardon me, in print for the last decade or more, it simply points out that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation were funding communist and socialist organizations in America. Why? Because we needed an enemy. If you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, from about page 948 to the end of the chapter, he will tell you that everybody in America thought that it was the communist influence that had turned China over to the communists and Eastern Europe over to the communists at the end of the Second World War, and they were all wrong. It was what he called the Anglo-American establishment. Of course, that's really the CFR complex. These wealthy people, he thought that they were just foolish. They weren't foolish. They knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted the enemy there, the best enemy that American money could buy, so we could rally the people behind the government against our wicked enemy. Now we got rid of communism, now we got the Muslims. Oh, they're the wicked enemy. And who knows who the next enemy will be? Maybe it'll be Chavez in South America, actually planning on a war down there. We've opened military bases in Paraguay. We've moved in, taken over that country. You're not hearing much about it. But centralizing our military force there, probably for an attack on Chavez.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's their modus operandi, create polarities, play the middle, keep everybody distracted, and they advance their agenda incrementally. But they're clearly un-American, and therefore traitors, and I wish the American people would finally wake up and realize this and get our country back under control. There's no getting around the fact that it's a spiritual war. That's where we have to start. The people have to learn to live virtuously so that we can be protected by God, and then they can't even touch us no matter what kind of negative energy they try to bombard us with. We'll be always divinely protected as long as we're living a virtuous life, and that's the beauty of Jesus, his life when he came, he showed us, you follow me, live the way I'm living, and you'll keep up with me, and also you'll always be protected, because where there's virtue, there's power, and where there's power, there's God. And these devils have to have us powerless so they can roll right over us, so they create the boob tube with all the nonsense on it, they promote alcohol and drugs, and they gradually put people to sleep, and they suck their power, their divine power that they're born with, away from them, so they're not even conscious that they had it or they lost it, and then we're ready to be fodder.
Amen to that. Well, of course, what we have to do is, Michael, is understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there really is another side there. There really is another dimension until people understand that. I mean, they can watch, for instance, the medium on Monday night, and they can see this story about this woman who has this supernatural power, but nobody ever asks where she gets this supernatural power from. Basically, the television presentation is based on a real story about a woman who really did have this supernatural power, and the same name as the woman on here, and Dubois, I think was the name, but anyway, she actually worked with the district attorney, and she helped him get the bad guys, but of course they were tapping into the demonic forces to do good. And you can use the demonic forces to do good, but you do that at the risk of your eternal soul. And I know that Johanna Michelson, who was deeply involved in this and saw many miracles performed on people, and cancers cured and people with inoperable tumors removed, But when she went back years later to talk to these people to see if the, you know, if these miracles had lasted, many of these people were demonically possessed. And at that point, she realized what she was into. And of course, she totally rejected that. And if you haven't heard our interviews with Johanna Michelson on the four-tape set on the supernatural or read her book, it'll give you a tremendous insight into this other dimension, which we have to recognize if we want to be effective in this political battle and this ideological and this cultural battle we're engaged in. Anything you'd like to say, Michael, wrapping up?
Yes, sir, Doc, I agree. And the bottom line to it all, though, is you either live a virtuous life or a life full of vices. And the virtuous life makes us powerful in a divine way, the way God created us to be, participators with Him as His children in His creation, always healthy, always young, always strong. And then, so the devils create the vices to rob us of all those inherited.
Well, I don't know. They're always going to be young because I'm getting a little bit old, and always. Yeah, but at least you want to grow old gracefully. We are all going to grow old, at least until the Lord comes again.
We have that
to look forward to. God bless you, Michael. Thanks so very much. And you get those people up there in your part of the country there in the Hudson Valley listening to Radio Liberty, will you?
I certainly will, Doc. I'm doing my best. God bless you. Yeah. Keep up the great work.
We will. Good night.
Good night now.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we just need to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with this, then we really are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. We do hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America and around the world 5 hours a day by the miracle of radio, on the internet, on shortwave, on satellite, and of course we're now up on Telstar 5, and we'll be telling you very shortly how to get receivers for Telstar 5 if you don't actually have access to the internet or to shortwave. A great signal come in on a powerful, and you can listen 24 hours a day to our little network we put together with a few of our friends. We'll be telling you more about that as time goes by, but right now, of course, we hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family. Supporters, for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will go to our website at www.radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the internet, directly or indirectly, and get our shortwave frequencies, where you can see all the books that we carry, and all the videos and audio tapes, four tape sets on almost every subject, from certainly health to the Tuskegee study to the oil scam, that's called the Oil Deceptions, new four tape set we put out, to the tape on the supernatural, to life-saving health secrets, to a four tape set on statin drugs, on Lyme disease, on chronic fatigue. We cover just about everything imaginable on those four tape sets, with authoritative people who can give you insight, and you can listen to them and you can memorize them, and then you can begin to get these ideas out to understand that, for instance, the statin drugs, they know that they're not going to do a great deal of good at all. In fact, as you begin to lower the cholesterol too low, you begin to affect the mind. As you lower it, you have a shortage of CoQ10, and of course then people will get congestive heart failure and muscle weakness. But aren't there really too many people out there anyway in the world? For the same reason that they're pushing the influenza vaccine, knowing full well the profound effect it has on the mind, and it dramatically increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And if you doubt that, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the abstract from Dr. Fudenberg's website. Dr. Fudenberg, one of the deans of vaccinologists in this country, found out if you took the influenza vaccine 3 to 4 times over a 5-year period between age 60 and 65, 10 years down the line, your incidence of Alzheimer's went up 1,000%. Why would they be doing that? Well, because elderly people don't contribute anything to society. They're useless eaters, and are we better off without them? Could there that mentality be out there? You need to get our video or DVD. It's entitled Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction, to really understand the enormity of what we're up against. And then, of course, you need to get our video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to put this all together into its normal, into its context, and understand the spiritual forces and the secret organizations. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret organizations. There are witches, there are warlocks, there's Wiccans, there's Rosicrucians, there is the Process Church of the Final Judgment, there's the Theosophists, there's the Masons. Five of our last 12 presidents have been Masons. Another was closely affiliated with Masonry in the Dimolay. 6 of our last 12 presidents came from the Council on Foreign Relations, and 2 of them from the Secret Skull and Bone Society. What does that say about our presidency? Well, it's been a long time since we had a president who represented the Christian values of this country. People can say they're Christians. After all, didn't Bill Clinton go to church regularly? Didn't he appear at Billy Graham's Last Crusade, where Billy Graham said to Bill Clinton, you should become evangelist and let Hillary run this country. Let Hillary run the country. Well, some people might even think that was an endorsement of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Why would Billy Graham say that? Well, you have to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. We ask you to certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We ask you, of course, to remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.